Welcome back to Sister Chat.
Wow, what a week we've had this week, Cheryl.
I think we've had a dandy.
And before we start, I just want to say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Lee.
Yeah, so we decided to do it on Mother's Day because it's a pretty special day for us.
And, especially this week.
Especially this week. After last week and saying what a wonderful week we had and was all dedicated to Mother's Day and everything. Then Tuesday night, our mother, who has had a couple of strokes last year, decided to up the ante and have a heart attack on Tuesday night. So into hospital she went.
Yes.
We waited and waited and waited. And then finally she got transferred to the PA on Thursday night. And then Friday, she had a turn while they were giving her a bit of a bathe, and they rushed her straight in and gave her an angiogram, I think that's the word, through her wrist.
Yes.
Put a stent in the blockage, which was behind her heart apparently, and she was out in under an hour and laughing and talking. And then the next
Amazing.
Day, they kicked her out.
They kicked her out.
In time for her to be home for Mother's Day.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're pretty blessed.
We are.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone for their love and their prayers.
Yes.
We know that we've got a couple of listeners so far.
Couple's better than none.
That's right. So it's been a pretty big week. What about you, Cheryl?
Yes. On my half, I think I didn't realise that your life can change within minutes. Should we tell them about the funny story how Mum tried to get help?
Our mother has an emergency button that is around or supposed to be around her neck at all times, 24/7, especially when we're not around.
Yes.
And this alerts anyone to her having some sort of a life-threatening event in her life.
That's true, yes.
Just a simple press of the button should bring the Calvary.
Yes.
But.
No. She decided to start ringing people. And if they never got to the phone in 10 seconds, which I have verified that, she tried another person because she didn't want to disturb us at work. So then, when she found no one answered the phone in 10 seconds, she looked on the fridge. And on the fridge, it did say hospital and had a phone number. So she rung the hospital. But if she looked again, it actually said the dentist from the hospital.
So she rang the dentist to tell them she's having a heart attack.
Yes. The good thing was they then got a hold of my brother who was working at the hospital. So thank God that she did get someone to help. But like my kindy kids, I have actually taught them to push 000 when you're in life-threatening situation.
Anyway, that's our mum.
That is our beautiful mum.
We can be around her for Mother's Day, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. So she was back at church this morning.
You can't keep a good woman down.
That's correct. we've had a big week.
Yes.
To say the least. So, but today we've been having a chat about what we'd like to do.
Yes.
And we've surveyed a few people.
Yes, we have.
And they would all like to know what we call in our household as we were growing up,
Booth's Rules.
Now, I looked in the Webster Dictionary and found the definition for Booth Rules.
Oh, and good.
Yeah. Oh, Webster Dictionary.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, it's as follows. Rules created for efficient convenience.
Oh.
Innovative and creative, to be inclusive to all, both young and old, who wish to participate, and any games that we played. It's fluid and open to interpretation. Wow. To those present and having booth heritage. Anything goes, and entertainment to the max. It's not held back by the constraints of rules. Games must not exceed duration of 15 minutes. Can be polarizing, apparently, and aggravating to those wishing to play the games that have booth rules and haven't grown up in said booth household. So that's the official.
That is official. Yeah. Dictionary. Yeah.
I absolutely 100% guarantee that is what it is. I could have put that in, but you know. Anyway, so what do you first remember, Sherl? Was your booth rule initiation?
I would have to say it was Monopoly, because Monopoly went
so
too long.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have time for that.
No. Like you could go for like up to 2 hours.
I know.
Depending on, you know, how greedy people were.
Exactly.
And we didn't like that greed factor, did we?
No.
Everyone had. But I remember also that, like I think we've said previously, like I am 7 years difference between me and my older sibling, my brother. So that's a really large gap. So like I was, you know, when I started school at 5, my brother was already in high school.
Oh,
so all
true.
Games had to include youngest to
oldest. Yes.
And so rules had to be adapted.
That's right.
Yeah. And we always had cousins around.
Yes.
Like there were always extra kids, and our parents used to play a game called Euchre. Remember
it's,
that?
It's yeah. awesome.
Yeah, Euchre, and it was Euchre and Blackberry Nip. And I don't know to this day what Blackberry Nip is. I'm assuming it's like a alcoholic beverage.
Yes, it is.
But us kids were always told, go and play. So they would have the auntie or their siblings over,
yes.
and they would play this euchre till all hours of the night, and we would have to entertain
the
all the other cousins. Now, I only remember having very few games when we were growing up.
Yes, it was till once we were in our late teens
before we got other games.
Yeah.
But so we had to create
yes.
everything that we did. So rules just went out the window.
Yes.
And especially when you're playing with some kids that weren't really or just in school and then
yes.
other kids were teenagers,
yes.
it really had to be inclusive because, you know, you couldn't shoo away the little ones.
I actually remember a game named Cheat when we went to the beach.
Yeah.
And that I think that was the first time I ever can remember playing a game other than Euchre and Monopoly.
Yeah. Well, we were never allowed to play Euchre because
yes.
that was an adult game. And we had heaps of games we could play with cards, but once the cards were in the adults' hands,
that's true.
We had to create our own entertainment. So, yeah, things just
yes.
got, you know, mixed around, and we just, you know, as we played the games and the next time we played it, it could be different.
It could be different.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we go, okay, that looks easier. Let's do that one then. And so, yes, so that led to us creating what we call now booth rules.
That's right.
So, yeah. So much to the, as we I said previously in the definition, much to the aggravation of our partners.
Yes.
And partners' families. Yes, I think that should have been like a, you know, you can enter this family if you can grasp the concept of booth rules.
Yeah, it wasn't in the vows, hey? No way.
It should have been in the vows. Yeah, so I remember one time my husband's family would go away for a weekend, and so we'd have heaps of board games. But because, you know, I would never read instructions, because that was a no-no.
No
one read instructions.
No
Nobody went to the rules.
No.
No, because, you know, who does that?
And who's got time?
Who's got time? There are so many exclusions and rules. And we seriously, we couldn't be bothered sitting down and reading instructions. Anyway, we're playing this game and my husband's family stopped the game and got up and walked out on me because I wasn't playing the way that I know.
Oh.
Rude. And I'm going, but we've always played the game this way and it's faster. And that was the thing as well, because nobody wanted to sit down and waste an hour, 2 hours on one game. It had to be in 15 minutes or less.
Yes.
And that was it. I think we had Scrabble.
Yes, we did.
Monopoly. Actually.
And Monopoly.
Yeah. And later on, we got the amazing game of Trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, but we always had fun, no matter what.
That's right.
But, yeah, and we had to be creative because we didn't have a lot when we were growing up.
No.
So everything we had, we made it work for us.
Yes. Yeah. And if it wasn't fun, it wasn't done.
Oh, I like that. Wasn't fun, it wasn't done. That's booth rules. If it's not fun, it's not done. There we go. We got to create a game that mirrors that.
Hey, we could make a fortune.
We could make... No, probably not.
Only our family would get it.
I don't think we ever liked playing Scrabble because I don't think any of us could spell.
Jenny, I think, was the only one.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Jen's quite clever.
Yeah, yeah. I was never a good speller.
No,
I've married a good speller. Oh,
that's why you went looking for a person that could spell.
Could spell. So, but yeah, then I don't want to play with him because he's too good.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. And we don't want that.
I know. So now we always play, we generally gravitate in my family now to games of chance.
Okay.
So that there is a chance that everyone could win. And I think that was the majority of major reason why we created booth rules, because everyone had to have the ability to win.
Yes.
And not, you know, have one person that just won everything.
How boring is that?
That was that inclusivity, which we were good at. The youngest person could win and the oldest, smartest person could win.
And always fair that way.
Yeah, everything had to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's why we grew up, you know, that it wasn't something that, you know, oh, I'm the best Monopoly player in the family.
Yes.
Anything like that. So I think now because I'm the one that goes, let's play a game, I would generally gravitate to the games of chance. So things like Mexican train game, even Rummy, like Rummikins, I think it's called. That's sort of a chance game. What's the other ones do we have?
Oh, I love that Monopoly one.
Yeah, they finally brought out a Monopoly that's really quick to play.
Yes.
And it's called Monopoly. We're going to have to get back to you on that one.
Yes. Actually, that could be a question for our listeners.
What's the Monopoly game that only takes 15 minutes?
Isn't that terrible?
It's got all these big names like McDonald's brands. So it's got brands in it.
And it's a tower and you have to quickly put your brands into the tower.
Anyway, we'll get back to you in the next podcast. So you're going to have to listen in to the next podcast. To see if we can remember what the name of the...
Well, my youngest loves categories and he loves trying to beat me. So we usually end up even. But and even now he's in South Australia, we play it on FaceTime. And that's interesting. Yes.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, so we've done
that. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. We've only played a few games, but when he has time and I have time, we do it on FaceTime, and Yeah.
And he beautiful.
Yeah, and he actually can look up the same. Apparently, Scattergories has years, we've found out, different years for different questions. So, yeah. So I didn't know that. Until, and he can go on his computer and find out the questions that I have on mine. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's really good. I think our, both of our families love the games and getting in. And I mean, you know, we play games that like spoons. And if you've ever played spoons and played spoons with the booths, that's scary.
Yes.
It's a scary game. Yes.
You think rugby's pretty.
Yeah, rugby is just
gentle
compared, compared to spoons. People have dove across the table.
Yes, nearly lost fingers.
Lost fingers, yeah. Broken bones, yeah, just to get that spoon. Yes, definitely with the spoons, that's a bit scary. Now, oh, we've got to explain as well, which my daughter said, make sure you explain why it's called Booth Rules.
Yes.
Because both Cheryl and I, our maiden names are Booth.
Yes.
And so, of course, the Booth heritage, the Booth clan.
Yes.
We were always called when we were growing up the Booth girls.
Yes, that's true.
So, and, you know, I think Booth is quite a, you know, a pretty good heritage name to be proud of.
Yes. And don't forget, Dad was the guy with all the fun. I remember Dad. Everything was like he loved telling a story, telling a yarn, and he would make sure that whatever we did, whether we were picnicking and then fencing, it was always trying to be fun and playing tennis and, he loved fun. Yeah. So I think that's why we also called it Booth. After him.
And we rules, well, really, that's just a guideline. Funny thing today, we bought our mum, a chicken coop, a new one, and it was called The Castle, which I thought was quite good. Yes. And it said easy assembly.
They lie. So,
they lie. And we looked at it and we go, nah, we don't need instructions. We're fine.
Oh, no.
So we decided to bring Mum out onto the veranda. It was part of her Mother's Day present was to watch us try and build this chicken coop with no instructions. We just had the picture standing up and on the front of the box. We just put the picture up so we could see it and then tried to match in
the parts.
The parts as we went. Occasionally, my daughter would get frustrated and go, give me the instructions, Mum. And then she would go, how about you do it this way? Ooh, it fits that way, doesn't it? It doesn't look like it's going to break now. Anyway, we actually got it together and we have photographic proof of which I'm going to put on my Facebook. So, you know, if you want to know how to construct a chicken coop, don't come to me. I won't be doing it again. But we definitely provided Mother's Day entertainment for Mum as she sat on the veranda, watched us construct this chicken coop.
Well, that would have made her day, Lee. You guys are just entertainment plus.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. Part of the it was all a part of the present. It was always going to be a part of the present, the actual putting together of this easy to assemble chicken coop.
The castle. Now, do the chickens have little crowns to go with the castle?
I know, they should. Yeah, it's little pretty. It's they've got their own little throne.
Wow.
Individual thrones for them to sit on. Mm. And hopefully, Mum actually might get eggs now.
Yes.
She's never had eggs before. They may actually lay another. They know come and go, oh, we might actually lay an egg.
Yes.
And so,
well, that'd be lovely.
We'll see. So, yeah. So, anyway, that's the Booth rules. What else can you remember, Cheryl?
I remember everyone. We had a stool with our table, and I can remember trying to get on this stool to fit on the stool to play games of card games and all that. And I remember that as a kid. And this wooden stool, we all had to try to fit our bottoms on it to try to play. And especially when we had all the cousins.
Well, like, we have 42 cousins on one side of the family. 42. Get your head around that.
That's amazing.
That is a lot of cousins. And they range from, the range was like maybe a 20-year range.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe only 15.
Because they had them quite close together.
Most of them were close together, but there were the outer ones that may or may not have been included in the bunch at times. There's a lot. Like, we would get together once a year, and even now we still have a yearly event where we try and gather as many cousins as we can together.
Yeah.
And it is. It's great. And we enjoy it.
It is. Yeah.
So, but that's actually our mother's side, not our father's side. Because our father's side has considerably less.
Yes. Probably maybe half.
You reckon around the...
Yeah, because about three or four each.
Yeah. But some of them, with our family, some of our cousins are double cousins, because we had two sisters marry two brothers.
Yes.
And then a brother married a sister.
Yes.
And they were all Booths and Moores.
Yes.
So they mixed together.
Yes.
And so they were both cut side of the fence cousins. So they were Booth cousins and Moore cousins.
Yes.
And so we had, that was good because, you know, we didn't have to.
Family gatherings weren't so hard.
Yeah. Because they were all mixed.
They didn't get out much. Or far.
Didn't get far before. Yeah, they found a family. Oh, this family will do. Yeah, no, that's good. Well, anyway, we wanted to make sure that you understood where we were coming from as a family.
Yes.
And how we grew up.
Yes.
And I think that's about all we can think of, how Booth rules
existed. Formed.
Yeah, and formed. And our kids now are taking those traits on with them.
Yes, they are.
So we're very proud of that. They will take it on to their generation.
Yes.
And you never know, in another 50, 60 years, might be people that go, what
is Booth, Booth rules?
But it will be forever on this
podcast. Yes.
So any questions about Booth rules, we'll be happy to answer. So I think it's hello@sisterchat.com.au. And and that would be good if we get some people liking us and joining in on conversation.
That'd be awesome.
Remember, come back for next podcast, because then we'll tell you the Monopoly game that has been okayed or has the blessing of Booth rules upon it.
Yes.
So make sure you tune in. And I think that might wrap it up for the day.
Yes.
Yeah. And come with us again on another Sister Chat next week.
See you then.
See ya. Bye.